This is JIS News. Coming up, government removes custom duties on solar water heaters and LED bulbs. KCC identifies feeding centers for the homeless, and government entities record improvements in customer service. The news in detail after this break.
Chikungunya is a disease caused by a virus spread by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. Symptoms include fever, severe joint pains, headache, muscle pains, nausea, fatigue, and rash. Persons at risk for severe symptoms are infants, the elderly, women in the late stage of pregnancy, and persons with underlying medical conditions. Go to your doctor or nearest health center if you experience these symptoms. For further information, call 1-888-1-LOVE or 1-888-663-5683. A message from the Ministry of Health.
Now the news. Consumers should soon see lower prices for solar water heater parts and light-emitting diode LED bulbs following the government's decision to remove custom duties on these items. The duty was removed with the passage of the Customs Tariff Revision Amendment No. 3 resolution in the House of Representatives earlier this week. Prior to the resolution, a 5% customs duty was attached to solar water heaters and LED lights. Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips says the removal of duties is in keeping with plans to promote energy efficiency across all sectors.
A 5% duty was attached to these rates, which in fact would have raised the rates from 0 to 5. This amendment returns it to 0 for LED bulbs and for solar water heaters, in keeping with the government's overall policy of encouraging energy conservation and the use of the most up-to-date and energy-efficient technologies in this regard.
Dr. Phillips was speaking in the House of Representatives recently. The Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC, has identified convenient places for the homeless to be fed instead of on the street. Mayor of Kingston, Senator Angela Brownberg, says the KCAC has partnered with stakeholders from various churches and voluntary organizations to identify 5 locations. These are the Open Arms Drop-In Center, Marie Atkins Night Shelter, Mona Baptist, Bethel Baptist, and the Salvation Army. Senator Brownberg is urging meal providers to adhere to the designated feeding centers.
Now, the important thing about these centers is that if you want to serve breakfast on a Thursday morning, all you do is say to them, on Thursday morning, I want to come and see persons. Once they establish the schedule, individuals know where they are and they go there.
Senator Brownberg says an organized feeding schedule will be available to all interested meal providers in short order. She adds that as of September 28, feeding of the homeless on the streets of Kingston and St. Andrew will be strictly prohibited. A bill to amend the Access to Information Act is to be tabled in Parliament before the end of the current legislative year. Leader of Government Business in the House of Representatives, Philip Paulwell, says a submission is to be made to Cabinet seeking approval for instructions to be issued to the Chief Parliamentary Counsel to draft the amendment. The Cabinet submission will include reports from an international expert in access to information, as well as the Joint Select Committee, which reviewed the Access to Information Act in 2011.
In this regard, an international expert on access to information, freedom of information, reviewed the recommendations of the Joint Select Committee and utilizing the HIPCAR model law on access to public information, as well as regional and international best practices, prepared a report as well as draft instructions to amend the Access to Information Act and a draft Access to Information Bill.
Mr. Paulwell was speaking in the House of Representatives earlier this week. And Cabinet Secretary Ambassador Douglas Saunders says public sector organizations have recorded significant improvements in service delivery over the past 15 years. Speaking at the launch of the 2014-2015 Public Sector Customer Service Competition, Ambassador Saunders noted that these improvements have resulted from strategic decisions by entities to redesign their services to fulfill the needs and expectations of clients.
Entities have moved beyond the confines of their office locations and have introduced mobile services or clinics to take their services to their customers, wherever they may be. There is a greater sense of the need to go to the customer to provide services.
The Public Sector Customer Service Competition, in its 7th year, is spearheaded by the Office of the Cabinet in keeping with the mandate of the National Customer Service Program. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.